Okay, here I am with friend, colleague. I've been working with Dr. O'Shea for forever. Now, he's creator of the Doctor Within website, and I encourage you to everyone to get there. Author of Vaccination is Not Immunization. How many reprints are there?
You mean editions?
Editions.
Like 18.
18 editions. So this is an up-to-date, which is one of the greatest books in the world. If you're having any discussion with somebody that thinks they know about vaccines, but they don't. Okay, a fellow world traveler, lecturer, my good friend. He really is my good friend. I know how people say that, but Dr. O'Shea, I love the guy.
Pleasure to be here, Dr. Bergman.
Okay, so we've got some PowerPoints, okay? And now, what are some of the major delusions everybody believes about the COVID virus?
Okay, have you ever noticed that after 2.5 years, you see people walking down your neighborhood streets, strolling at night in an empty street in a quiet neighborhood all by themselves wearing a mask? There are several things at this point that COVIDiots like this, they must believe. First of all, they believe that there has been a viral pathogen floating in the air on their street all the way from China for 2 years. They still believe that COVID is a novel disease. It's a new disease that afflicts humans in the human race. That is 100% false. That it exists outside the lab. SARS-CoV-2 has only been identified in the laboratory a couple of times. It has never been found in a human. How did this phenomenon spread all over California? How did this bug, this germ, this disease? On March the 16th, 2020, that woman made the announcement that everyone must stay inside for an indeterminate amount of time because of this plague that's affecting the entire world.
So after that announcement for lockdown, all of California locked down in 1 week. The rest of the United States followed suit in 2 weeks.
And in 1 month, the entire world locked down. So the lies that everybody believes is people believe that COVID, this novel virus, actually spread through the world in 1 month. That is physically impossible.
I mean, even if COVID-19 had been an actual virus like Ebola or something, it would have been impossible for it to spread throughout the entire world in 1 month. I mean, the world is 25,000 miles in circumference.
Everybody believes that the human race cannot adapt to a flu-like disease in a year. Coronavirus diseases, even if this one existed as an epidemic, natural immunity, herd immunity would have applied, would have taken place, just like it does with the flu season every single year. And of course, everybody believes that masks are protection from virus, even though in my videos I show that they protect from no virus. Even if there were a virus floating in the air, right, it would take 12,000 of those viruses marching abreast, could still fit through the opening in the mesh of your mask. If you go into CVS at the drugstore and buy a box of masks, what does it say on the side of the box? It's printed.
Does not provide protection against COVID or any other viruses.
It says that right on the box. Everybody believes that all these COVID tests identify the same disease. Well, that is completely impossible because the original virus was never isolated in humans. So how could we have a test that actually identifies that in everybody? And everybody believes that this COVID vaccine that they promised us for 2 years, everybody believes that that vaccine was thoroughly tested. It wasn't tested at all. And finally, everybody believes that the government can cure an epidemic. That has never happened in the history of the world.
Okay, Doc, you state that Californians are the dumbest people in the country. Okay, now, one of the challenges when you're going through these points, okay, that the human race cannot adapt to a flu, the human race has been adapting for thousands of years. I mean, this is ridiculous. You've never masked healthy, asymptomatic people. A lot of these interventions are crazy. But California seems to be leading the crazy. Why do you say that?
Well, like you, Dr. Bergman, I travel all over the United States all the time. Recently, I've been to Cabo, I've been to New York, I've been to Maine, I've been to Vegas, I've been to Utah, I've been to Texas, I've been to Florida. I live in the Bay Area. And I'm just telling you, no place in the United States are people as dumb as they are in the Bay Area. It's even much dumber than Southern California. Why do I say that? Because what's the date today, Doc?
18th.
The 18th of August. Here we are, 18th of August, 2022. And at this time, you know, it's been over. Even if you believe that there was an it's been over for a year now, right? And you walk into a Safeway in the Bay Area today, you will see 50% of people in the Bay Area are still wearing masks. Lots of people in their cars by themselves, driving around, people walking through neighborhoods. What really gets me, Doc, is the teenagers, you know, because they're brainwashed germophobes permanentemente.
and it's something, because I've seen it in our practice. The teenagers, that they like it. They like the anonymity of it. And they like being part of a club.
Right. It's so, like a fashion statement.
It's a fashion statement. That's why they got masks to match their outfits. Now, according to the CDC, how many deaths do they say came from the COVID vaccine?
Okay. So this is one of the most carefully censored facts, been kept out of corporate media all along. How many people have died from the COVID vaccine? Now that only started, remember the COVID vaccine only started in
early 2021.
So the first thing you have to remember is there's a system called the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S system, that has been counting how many people have died from all vaccines since 1991. According to VAERS, about 5,500 people have died from all vaccines
from 1991 till the beginning of COVID.
Now, the VAERS system also states that this incredible figure, as of this week, 15,777 people have died from COVID vaccine, not from COVID, from COVID vaccine in the United States. Now, these are not estimates. The VAERS system figures are people with names and addresses. Okay, so that's pretty bad. It's already telling you that three times as many people have died of COVID vaccine in the last 2 years as have died from all vaccines since 1991. Are you ready for the bad news? Historically, traditionally, the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH have always admitted that only between 1% and 10% of vaccine deaths and injuries are ever reported. So I have all the references for that in my newsletters.
And this is why a lot of doctors say, well, it's not accurate. But this is the only system they have.
That's right.
Particularly with an experimental vaccine. So if this number represents 1% or 10%,
then by extrapolation, that means that actually, at this time in America, between 150,000 and 1.5 million people have died from COVID vaccine. It could be more. The truth is, nobody knows for sure.
But this is our best guess. These are the most accurate figures that we have, according to our best sources, VAERS and the CDC. And of course, these figures are carefully censored from all corporate media.
Now, here's a secret rabbit hole that I discovered on the CDC website. If you go to CDC website and do a search for deaths from COVID vaccine, it will come up. No results. By accident, I found this page on the CDC site. They've been updating this page, every 3 days for the last year or so. And this is the most recent figure from the CDC and from the VAERS documentation.
Wow. Okay. Now, I know their numbers for how many people have died from COVID are completely off because the test that they have is completely ineffective.
Right.
So I know Robert F. Kennedy, his new book, okay, and he calls them the demonic duo, Fauci and Gates. This seems like there's a conspiracy or something going on. What? And I think RFK's book, which is detailed ad nauseum, and he is not slandering people, but he is giving so much information that is so accurate, no one's fighting him. Okay, right. So share about that book.
I have a brief summary of the book. I want to read this. This is from my August newsletter, talking about Bobby's new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. This book is almost too good. Bobby and his team have surpassed themselves in compiling this peerless text, not just about the machinations of Gates and Fauci, but also the technical science and history behind AIDS, COVID vaccines, as well as every fake epidemic in the last 25 years, with a complete cast of characters and their individual Machiavellian agendas. It is impeccably researched, citing multiple sources for virtually every fact stated.
So if you only read one book a year, this is it.
And I think it's number one on the bestseller list now. And considering he's banned from everybody.
He just got banned from Facebook and Instagram today.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be seeing him in December. If you have never met him in person, he is just a brilliant, loving man, too. So when you're looking at this insanity that we're going through now, a lot of things that you and I could have said a year ago, and I know you've had a number of videos wiped out.
Right.
I've had, I think, up to 200 videos wiped out.
Sure.
I've been in Facebook jail and YouTube jail. You too? Yeah. Okay.
Guilty.
Okay. So we're a good team.
Revolutionaries.
As of December 2021, the CDC said, look, the PCR test doesn't work to identify specifically a virus. And we were telling you that in 2020. The developer, Kerry Mullis, he won the Nobel Prize for developing the PCR test. He said you can't identify if someone's infective or infectious or anything. You can't isolate a virus.
Yes.
He even said it'll freak you out. You're going to find everybody's positive for everything. Right. It's supposed to be only used for research. So now the CDC, as of December 21st, they said the test doesn't work at all. Okay.
As of August 11th, we're watching the CDC now back down from all these draconian policies that were completely unscientific, made no sense, were ridiculous. In the past 2 years, they know that they can't continue that indefinitely because it makes no sense scientifically. So now they're backing off it slowly and gradually. And now they're bringing the COVID pageant to an end on their own terms.
Buddy, the way you use words, the COVID pageant. And when you think about this, okay. I read the entire legal document. The judge in Florida that said, look, the CDC never had the power to
wait a minute, mandate talk about masks. That a little, John. Elaborate.
Okay. What's interesting is the CDC doesn't have the authority to have people to do a face covering. And then they said it was for sanitation. And then they also went in because the judge says, well, you can't have an arbitrary rule. So why are kids under three not needing it? Why is somebody with respiratory disorders not needing it? And so that's arbitrary. Does this really work? What data do you have? And so with any intervention, I'm talking any intervention, it could be chiropractic, vitamin C, or injecting a gene-altering experimental medical mRNA injection, okay?
Yes.
Any one of those things, there's got to be a risk-benefit ratio. So what's the risk of inhibiting your body to exhale, and what's the risk of breathing in all your exudates? You're talking bacterial infections, lung infections, increased oxidative stress. I mean, this is stupid. Okay, there's no documentation behind this. And I know you research like a friggin' demon. Okay, I mean all the time. I do too. You'll find an article that supports the point of view that rebreathing in your own waste with a face covering weakens your immune system. then all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, it's pulled. It's off of the site.
It's censored.
They censor it because they'll say, oh, there was a conflict of interest or something.
The worst thing is to have the children in the schools wear a face mask for 2 years. Their respiratory systems, their alveoli are just developing for the first time as children, you know, at an exponential rate every day. Now what we have done is we've blocked oxygen intake, and we've also interfered with the exhalation of CO2. So we're making these children sick, and there is loads of documentation on all the diseases that children have.
And this is part of the ritual. You figure joining any organization, okay, masking is essential, or changing costume is essential, so that you lose your old persona and start the new one. One of the first videos that I had wiped out,
okay,
it was called Rituals. And yeah, this was back in 2020 in March, when they shut everything down. And I'm going, well, this is ridiculous.
Here's the thing. Let's talk about quarantine of the health. The first time in human evolution, somebody introduced such a stupid, unscientific, preposterous idea. I mean, there have been several real epidemics in human history, but at no time, what did they usually do? They would quarantine the sick. They would quarantine the diseased to protect the healthy people. But it took 25 years for American media and Fauci and Edward L. Bernays to dumb down the American people till they were so stupid that they would accept an idea as unreasonable, as unconscionable as we're going to make all the healthy people stay in their houses for an indeterminate amount of time in order to protect them from an imaginary virus.
So what we did then, in a very real sense, in a scientific sense, we created a nationwide petri dish for 2 years. And that's why people got so sick. Because of that 2-year lockdown, we created an atypical version of the regular seasonal flu. It was the dumbest idea in mankind's history, quarantine of the healthy.
So if you want to control the thought on people, you separate them, you isolate them. And then if you want to paternalize the government, so the government is going to be in charge of everything, you're going to take away their job. In fact, they're going to divide you into essential, non-essential. Of course, liquor stores, gun stores, and Costco are essential. Gyms and churches are not, particularly when we're talking about health of a population.
Right.
Closed beaches. They close walkways. They close hiking trails. If this sounds insane, if you said this 2 years ago, you would have been censored. Okay, so we know. What do you think the overlying agenda is? Because people have asked me, do you think it's population control? I know it's world domination. That's one thing. But in the world domination, since every intervention that they're talking about, we know that the vaccines are, in short term, are killing a lot of people. Long term, you're altering genetic expression. Okay, there are no long-term studies on what an mRNA does to human beings. Okay, so what do you think the end result is?
We finally got people to the low intellectual level where they will accept without objection virtually any policy that the government hands down. And to try to grasp what their agenda might be, Bobby really addresses this point very specifically. He has a whole section in his new book. It's about war games. And the one specific one I want to tell you about here is something, it was called SPARS 2017. And this is right out of Bobby's book. Now, this took place in 2017. We had the NIH, the NIAID, we had Fauci, some military, and John Hopkins University. They all got together and had this secret convocation, right? And they were gaming out a war game. In this scenario, we're going to game out all the details, all the sociological, all the political, all the media, everyday details. What if there was a global coronavirus epidemic followed by a lockdown, followed by forced masking, followed by forced mass vaccinations everywhere. This was fully 2 years before, you know, COVID-19 ever came out. But when you go through this thing in Bobby's book and read about SPARS 2017, and you see the detail that they went into predicting exactly how this thing would unfold and how it actually unfolded in the last 2.5 years, you begin to kind of grasp what kind of agenda they might have in mind.
And if you're curious and don't want to go back to history, look at current stuff, okay? There wasn't a massive outbreak. There wasn't an increase in deaths in 2020. And when you tell that to someone who's in the COVID religion,
yeah,
you call them COVIDiots. I call them COVIDians.
Okay.
Okay. When they're in that, look at monkeypox. Okay, 99% of the people that get it are gay males. And so this isn't something that the entire world's in danger. It's people with weakened immune system get it. It's like all viruses, all bacteria, all infections, they're not going to attack healthy people. You have to have a weakened immune system somewhere.
Of course.
And these are people with weakened immune systems. It's playing out again. Okay, but I've seen studies where if people will get into lockstep, no matter how insane the recommendations are, and those recommendations were taken away, like, okay, now you can hug your relatives, you can go into a hospital, you can take the mask off, and 80% of the time, those people will go along again with the new restrictions.
Right.
And that's the psychology behind it. This is why, like that was 2017. Event 201, 2019.
Right.
What was it? A coronavirus in a pig farm in South America. And they get all these world leaders together. And so this way, every world leader knows what to do in the event of an infection or pandemic.
Right. Bobby goes into this in detail. Now, SPARS 17 wasn't the only war game where they gamed everything out. There have been several of those, and some of them involved the participation of tens of thousands of people. So Fauci has you're just amazed to see how well planned this was. I forget, John, is it libtards or conservatards who are always talking about the plandemic? Well, whoever it was, they were right. But here's a quote from Fauci summarizing this. Quote, "When a new pandemic virus emerges, we already have something on the shelf to do something about it," unquote.
Yeah, one of the brilliant things about the book is that infectious diseases, okay, have been declining as refrigerated and road systems, infrastructure, and sewage systems have been increasing. You see a direct correlation. So you get the National Institute of Health that was responsible for control of infectious diseases not seeing anything that they could do. So they made up stuff. Okay, they literally made up things in order to keep the funding. And this is one of the reasons that they never want to remove the emergency use authorization, because this is it. Okay, maybe the corona is less of a risk, but now we got monkeypox, so now it's an emergency, so there's more funding available. Okay, there's more power available to the heads of these, where they have more authority. They can remove your inalienable rights, which, well, actually, if they're removing an inalienable right, it's inalienable. So when you look at this, it's like, my God, we've got to wake up to the fact that this is not about a virus. This is not about infection. It's not about saving lives. Because those events, honest to God, if they were actually designed to protect the population, they would be talking about vitamin C, healthy nutrients, physical, chemical, emotional stress, yeah, what you can do to strengthen your immune system, how to help those at risk, who is at risk.
Right. And Bobby specifically makes that point when talking about Bill Gates. He said, none of Gates' programs have ever addressed health or the immune system. They're always about one thing, the sale of drugs and vaccines.
Yeah, and if drugs and vaccine would give clean water and healthy sanitation, because this is what brought our infectious disease rates down. Cholera, comes from feces getting involved in the water system. Okay, and this comes with poor sanitation. They have a vaccine for cholera. Does it help clean the water? Do you share the vaccine in your water bottle? So all of a sudden, no, it's insane. And this is why it's designed to sell drugs. And then this isn't just Robert Kennedy's book, but it's so well referenced.
Right.
The sterilization. I can't tell you how many friends, people that are associates that have been pregnant and lost their kid. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a fertility issue. And when you look at how the injection, the mRNA injection, literally within 6 hours, it's been shown to attach to the liver, but it's also drawn to the ovaries and uterus. So we're seeing a population change as well.
This is totally consistent. Well, you know, Gates has been telling this all along from his appearance at the TED Talks 5 years ago. Remember that one when he announced that we must reduce global population by 15%, and one of the three best ways to do that is vaccines. He told us that. And then in Bobby's book, he talks about specifically how many people in the third world have been killed directly from forced vaccines because of the political leaders of that country were reimbursed by Gates in order to make these vaccines mandatory in all the millions of people that they killed.
And okay, so we've got COVIDians, okay, which is the religion. I know you've read the book Dissolving Illusions by Susan Humphreys.
Yes.
Okay, because one of the ones that's the religion is like, what about smallpox and polio? That book details it out. I mean, your books do too. This one details out the experimentation, okay, the cause of all this stuff, and the interventions have been incredibly toxic and hidden. These vaccines can reduce some areas, but they actually cause a massive harm. Inflammation, toxicity, chronic diseases, everything through the roof. Robert Kennedy's book, but there's so many books out there. Your 18 versions, God bless you. I mean, I've literally purchased hundreds of his books and passed them out. Okay, you have questions about this? Here, pass it out. Your husband has questions over here. Pass it out, okay?
Doc, I want to interject a question at this point to you. So just think of the total amount of scientific credibility that MDs have lost in the past 2 years. I mean, they've been forced to profess so many lies and scientific impossibilities in order to keep practicing. Here's a short list of those lies. COVID is a novel disease in humans. It can spread through the air with no people around. They profess that COVID can be diagnosed by testing, that masks offer protection, that vaccines cure COVID. So I'm just saying, if MDs promote and believe all these ridiculous frauds, then why would we believe anything they say about our health or about medicine?
Edward Bernays. Okay. If you're not familiar with him, this is the one that turned from propaganda, okay, which is a negative connotation term, to what would it be?
He made it a positive term.
It's a positive. It's not propaganda. It's advertising.
Right.
Okay. It's promotion where you can shift the public's thought patterns. So it doesn't matter that Fauci has been caught lying multiple times. It doesn't matter that the testing that shut down entire America, this means wiping out businesses. Now think of this. Okay. They had no authority to say there's a moratorium on rents, but the people that owned the buildings didn't have a moratorium on their payment to the banks. So this is literally a socialist takeover of the country.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of these apartment buildings, homes, rental things, they're owned by regular people, okay, not corporations. And if you don't get an income from that, you can't pay. So none of this stuff makes sense if you're thinking about is it to save the public or is it to change the government?
Excellent. Bobby makes the same point in his book. He talks about the transfer of wealth that has taken place in the last 2.5 years. 493 new billionaires have been created in the last 2 years. $3.9 trillion have just changed hands from the American middle class to these billionaires.
And when you look back in history of the Great Depression, it wasn't a loss of money, it was a transfer of money. When you look at 2008, it wasn't a loss of value of the homes, it was a transfer. When you're seeing, I think it was like
$3.9 trillion
has been lost from the private sector. And it turns out that just about the same amount was gained by the wealthy, the pharmaceutical industry, the media, all the ones that are benefiting from this, BlackRock. Okay, all of these are benefiting enormously from the crashing of the economy. For one thing, okay, how can people learn more about you? Okay, where can they find you? How can they follow you? The last slide, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, now while we're running through this, okay, realize that the mRNA vaccines are completely unproven.
Yeah.
And the PCR test, okay. Didn't the president of Tanzania test a goat, a papaya, and...
That's right. That's right. The thing I want to mention real quick here about mRNA vaccines, they're not really vaccines at all. The real authority on this, Dr. Andrew Kaufman really explains this so clearly. Since there was no COVID virus, they had to make something up.
And so they created a computer model.
A computer model in which thousands of random viral fragments were mixed together and analyzed by a computer. And this became the model that they used, all the vaccine companies used to make the vaccines from. Now, I was reading, Pfizer actually discloses and admits that
on their own website, quote, to build an mRNA vaccine, scientists do not need the actual virus. The DNA template used does not come directly from an isolated virus, unquote. And there's the link. So you finally realize that the COVID vaccine is completely theoretical.
And when you look at it closely and realize how toxic it is, how many people it injures and kills, then you realize that it's an impossible theory. And yet this is the vaccine, mRNA vaccine, that all of media is claiming that you must have these in order to protect yourself and stay healthy and enter this or that country. Never tested for safety, never proven effective. COVID vaccines are without a doubt, hands down, the most dangerous immunological experiment in the history of mankind. The side effects and the death stats, we don't have time for that here. They're in Bobby's book and they're in my newsletters. And yet all this type of information, just like Dr. Bergman and myself, we are censored from corporate media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're not doing this gate stuff.
Man, I got to tell you, there's so much data that we cannot fit in this time.
Right.
But just know that everything that we're talking about is completely 110% backed up by multiple sources. And it's on the Doctor Within site.
And everything that I've done in the past 15 years documenting all the fake epidemics and vaccines and COVID, it's all corroborated 10 times over by the references in Bobby's book, because he had a team. I mean, there are thousands of references in that book. Now, my website is thedoctorwithin.com. Here's a list of a few of my videos. The COVID pageant is actually a series of 12 videos. The 60-day detox program, the germ theory of disease, the new state religion, to the cancer patient, plaque from the arteries, and what have we done to our children? That's a few of the videos. I keep an archive of monthly newsletters on my site for the past 15 years, so please look at those as well.
And the references, honest to goodness, because I'm a reference, that's what drives my research.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll see a statement, I'll go in there and get the reference, then I'll look at the references of the references. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so much fun. Yeah, and your newsletters have all that. Mm-hmm. So what you've got to do is you've got to trust your own research, because there's nobody out in the media. Think of that. They've been deleted. Okay. So look at Dell Big Trees, the High Wire. Look at Children's Health Defense. Look at the doctorwithin.com. Look at our Dr. B VIP. I mean, all of these, we've even divided our True Health Tuesdays up into the part that'll get by the propagandist and the part, you know, the Ministry of Truth, and the part that is truth that you need to survive this totalitarian takeover.
I agree 100%.
So, Doc, I cannot thank you enough. Get on his, and when you do this, when you get on Dell Bigtree, the High Wire, when you read Robert Kennedy's book, when you go to The Doctor Within, and you look at Dr. O'Shea's newsletters, share the information. You are part of the French underground. This is 1942, okay? They have taken over. It's time we take the world back.
Okay. Well said.
God bless you, brother.
Coming
back at you. And get active. Do not wait for one more thing, you know, to happen. If you've seen the SPARS epidemic, you've seen Event 201, you've seen the response of the government in 2020, you've seen the crash of the economy, you're seeing the new one, a new monkeypox come up. You know, it's going to be continuing. They want to keep you under crisis. Now, we have an election coming up that they want to ease off the stressors,
right,
so that you'll vote these people in. I don't think the voting is going to make a difference because we don't have clear elections. Okay, it's time to take our world back ourselves. Okay, you can't look for a white knight coming to save us. Use the data, change the world. God bless you all. Share this information.